The Noon Show continues. I am Carol Roth, and I consider myself a woman of many talents, but one of the talents I wish I did not have was messing up my body so frequently. I'm telling you, between the hours that I spent in front of the computer, sitting here in front of the radio boards, and then doing these crazy workout programs like P90X and wearing 5-inch heels during the day like I am doing right now, my body gets screwed up an awful lot. So I have spent a whole lot of time doing physical therapy, and since I am there so often, I know that I am not alone. So I thought I could do two things at once here. I could bring you a great local entrepreneurial success story while I give you some tips for taking care of yourself. So I am extremely pleased to welcome to the program Mark Kaufman, who is the president and founder of Athletico Physical Therapy. They're based right here in the Chicagoland area out of Oak Brook, Illinois, and they do physical therapy, occupational therapy, work rehabilitation, athletic training, and fitness services. Mark, thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure, Carol. Good to be with you.
All right. So I have to find out to start how you got started on your own entrepreneurial journey, because, you know, it's sort of an unusual thing to say, hey, you know, everyone wants to be a Cubs player or a fireman or maybe, you know, open up a restaurant. But how did you decide that you wanted to get into the physical therapy business?
Well, I got in through athletic training. I was an athletic trainer at the college level while completing my education at Iowa and Arizona, and that led to both of the head athletic trainers I worked for at those schools were physical therapists, so that led me to physical therapy school, which brought me to Chicago. And after going through Northwestern, I worked for a couple years, and after seeing some things that I thought I could do better, perhaps differently, I decided to open my own place in 1991.
So really where that opportunity meets your strength, that you saw the opportunity, you saw that you had the ability to do something better than anyone else, and that's where the magic happened.
Well, it's a pretty ego-driven statement you gave me there, but, you know, I felt I could do it differently. I thought the atmosphere could be more enjoyable, more conducive for patient healing, more fun, as you said, in the college level and the athletic training setting. Being injured isn't a lot of fun, and if you can create a nice dynamic for the healing process, keep it professional and keep it positive and uplifting, that's one of the ways I thought I could create that different environment. I thought I was pretty good with my skill set. I've since hired a lot of good physical therapists.
A lot of people, Mark, a lot of people that you've hired.
Yeah.
It seems like the business has shifted, though. You know, back in the day, physical therapy used to be something that was sort of reserved for athletes, and it really has become widely embraced by pretty much everyone. How have you seen the industry shift, and how have you taken advantage of that?
Well, I like to say it's a bit of luck, but in the late 80s, in the 80s, and certainly in the late 80s, outpatient procedures were becoming more in vogue. Things weren't being done on an inpatient basis like they were back then and or before then. You know, total knee is being done on an outpatient basis now. ACL reconstruction back then, you would have spent a week in the hospital. Those are being done on an outpatient basis. But more and more as, you know, late 80s, early 90s, a lot more was being done, was being outsourced. People were being referred for physical therapy and in an outpatient setting versus going back to the hospital for your physical therapy. And so that just so happened to be the time I was starting my career. I enjoyed the environment. I saw the relationship to the athletic side. As you said, there's a lot of athletic-type injuries that come through our facilities, but more and more, the bulk of our patient population is the average everyday person that somehow
the everyday warrior. We're at war on our computers, on our bikes, doing workouts in our homes, and we manage to hurt ourselves over and over again, don't we, Mark?
Yeah, it's no longer the weekend; it's during the week. Every day is just that.
Now, speaking of the athletes, you have a lot of partnerships with the marquee teams in the Chicagoland area, the Blackhawks, the Cubs from WGN, of course, but also the Bears and the Bulls and the Fire and the White Sox. How do you, as an entrepreneur, get to the point where you can form these relationships with entities like that? Because I would imagine coming from, you know, the arena of athletic training, that must be a dream of yours.
Well, I would like to take as much credit as I can for that, but certainly it goes to our team that helps facilitate these relationships, and more importantly, the people that actually help with the services with the teams. It started with our outreach program that I started with the athletic training, going to high schools, rugby clubs, things that we could handle as a single-stop shop back in 91, but that grew to where, you know, a normal group of colleagues that I work with closely are athletic trainers, physical therapists, that includes the professional ones, and there was some need there, meaning the athletic trainers, the head athletic trainers, sports medicine personnel at the teams had some services that weren't being provided, had some needs staffing-wise that weren't being met, and that's how the relationships began. We put or staffed these positions, these openings, these opportunities. It could be, you know, some athletic trainers going down to the Bears camp initially, a physical therapist helping out with the White Sox, when helping Herm Schneider, the head athletic trainer, when the team's out of town, things like that. And that it helped those relationships evolve into actual sports marketing partnerships. So each one's a little different. It's a great opportunity for our physical therapists, our athletic trainers, massage therapists that work for Athletico to help work with these teams, work with world-class athletes, world-class organizations, and it's been a learning experience for them, plus a great relationship, and offers brand recognition for our company.
No, I mean, it's a great takeaway for any small business or entrepreneur out there, and the whole thought about dating before you get married, that you go in with these relationships on a small scale and then you let them blossom from there. So I love that reinforcement. Now, I don't want to put you out of business, which I don't think I will, but I do want to get some tips about how I can stay away from your facility for as long as possible. So any quick tips about how I can keep myself healthy and how other people can keep themselves healthy, the kinds of injuries that you're seeing over and over again that we may be able to avoid?
Well, a few things come quickly to mind. First is, you know, listen to your body. If you're doing something that that produces a pain, any type of something that's new doesn't go away, or even if it does go away, if it comes back with the next time that you do the activity, you should get it checked out. We offer complimentary screenings just to educate the patients on what may be going on, getting them in the right course of their health if it requires a physician's referral or something like that. The proverbial warm-ups are so important. If you're trying a new activity, that you get proper instruction, things like golf, things like CrossFit, all these things that we seem to have a lot of patients end up in our facilities as a result of these activities that I think could be avoided, but it's just a matter of jumping in with both feet without getting the proper instruction, thinking you can be the next Tiger Woods or the next world-class P90X performer or whatever.
Yes, I'm completely guilty of that one.
These activities, I mean, I've done P90X, I've played golf, I haven't done CrossFit, and I've talked to a lot of physicians about it, and it's just, you know, unique stresses, new activities, and there's no surprise that it can produce injury. So listening to your body, doing the proper warm-ups, get the best advice, technique, coaching you can receive, and gradually progress.
If it hurts, stop doing it until you find out why it's hurting, right? There's a good pain, and then there's a bad pain. All right, Mark, stick with me. If you have a question for Mark, give me a ring, 312-981-7200. We'll take calls if you have questions, whether it's about his entrepreneurial journey or about physical therapy and how you can stay healthy. And of course, on the noon show, we will have WGN's Orion Samuelson. He'll check your money just ahead on 720 WGN. The noon show continues. I am Carol Roth. And as a reminder, Blackhawks game 7 against the Wings. You can hear it 7 o'clock tomorrow. That's Wednesday at 7 on 720 WGN. And speaking of Blackhawks, I am talking to a company that provides physical therapy to the Blackhawks and the Bears and the Cubs and a whole slew of individuals as well. Athletico, a great entrepreneurial story. And if you have a question, I'm talking to their founder and president, Mark Kaufman. You can call in at 312-981-7200 with questions about his entrepreneurial journey or about physical therapy, how to keep your body healthy, and how to keep yourself rehabbed, which I seem to have a very difficult time doing. Now, Mark, I have to ask you, Question about accountability, which is a big theme for me. And, you know, I'm very accountable when I go in for my appointment and I'm doing the physical therapy and I've got the physical therapist standing over me. And then they always give me these things to do at home. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, really bad about being accountable when nobody's standing there and patting me on the head. So do you have any advice for people like me who don't do a good job of doing our exercises when we're not actually at your facility?
You know, Carol, it's you hit on a point that's a common frustration, not only from the patient perspective, but from the therapist. It's it's an opportunity for improvement because there's so many different, you know, the old method of here's the cards, here's the sheet of exercises, you know, I'll go do them just doesn't work. And so video links, giving people other alternatives. Some people are more visual. Some people need to be told. Some people will do the exact, you know, I think certain personality types will do the exact thing at the exact time, at the exact way. And so finding, and I'll explain it to the patient and getting an understanding, the mutual accountability as you talked about, that here's what my expectations are, here's how I expect you to perform, here's what you're out of therapy, 99% of your life you're in therapy, 1%, here's what my expectations for that 99% are, and getting clean with that, because if you can't have that, it simply is going to impede the process, and you won't get to where you will as quickly as you can. In today's day and age in healthcare and the economics of healthcare, you just simply can't stay in physical therapy until we get you better. You got to own that, and you got to own your own condition, and it's our job to explain that and get clean with it.
No, and that's a valid point, and I do aspire to be better because I do want to feel good. Although I swear, Mark, it's always like as soon as one thing gets better, I'm messing up something else, and I'm just far too young and too active for that to be the case. But like you said, it seems like a lot of these things, you know, whether it's the CrossFit or P90X or golf, and people are going seamlessly from, you know, their office and not taking the time to warm up or whatnot, is causing us more injuries. So I have to do a better job myself. Now, I want to ask you, as a small business owner, what's your advice for aspiring entrepreneurs? You've obviously had a lot of success. You've been able to grow your company quite well. You know, what's your one big takeaway for somebody who might be considering pursuing their dream?
Well, a few things come to mind. First is that it becomes a 24/7. Speaking for myself, and I'm sure you're in tune with this, as is any entrepreneur, that it becomes a lifestyle. You know, there's so much energy that comes with starting your own business. I thought I worked hard in every job I've ever had, but when I started my own business, it became kind of a destiny that it would be on my mind 24/7. I could be at my daughter's swim meet, I could be reading the paper, but business is always in the back of my mind, how we're doing, how's our service, how can we get better. So that's part of it. Leveraging and getting a great support network, I think, is important. The thought that I had that you have to go at it yourself, you have to know everything about everything, you have to be a real estate exec, you have to be a tax lawyer, you have to be a CPA, that was a complete waste of my time to go down those roads, because what I did best, I think, was being a good athletic trainer, being a good physical therapist, building relationships that would add value to our company. And the more I can get into my sweet spot as an entrepreneur, and that would be my advice to anybody, is do what you do best, stick with it, hire the best accountant, hire the best lawyer, and stick to what you know and what you were created to do, and I think you'll be better served.
No, I think that's really good advice. I always say that help is not a four-letter word, and I think it's very difficult for people like you and me who do tend to want to try and do everything and get things done quickly and not ask for that help. But you really do get so much benefit from focusing on your core competency and being able to grow out from there.
I agree 100%.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. Where can people who are listening find out more about Athletico?
Well, the easiest way is athletico.com, and it has all of our locations, our wide range of services listed, some other information and updates about the company, and that's where I would go first.
All right, well, really appreciate it. Thanks for doing what you do and sharing your story today.
Thanks for the time, Carol.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
And that's good stuff. And I have to, I'm going to make a commitment here on air, because usually if I make a commitment, then I will actually follow through with it if I'm accountable to someone. So I'm now accountable to you that I'm going to do a better job of doing my physical therapy exercises, because I have this really weird thing going on with my arm and one of my stabilizers that I won't bore you with, but I've got the exercises. I am not doing them on a regular basis, but now I'm accountable to you that I will, and I hope that you will take care care of yourself as well. Got Mike McConnell just ahead. We'll find out what he is up to next. That is on 720 WGN.